night, some people may think that my night might not go very well with how to keep your healing. But actually it does. When I was instructed to share on this topic today, I was a little, how does this thing tied up? What's the title for today's meditation? Overcoming overwhelmness.
Amen.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes.
Overcoming overwhelmness.
Hallelujah.
Did you know that it will take 40 days or 6 weeks to establish a new routine in your life? Amen. Did you know that? The more I study, the more I learn, the more I dig into scientific books, which sometimes can be quite a pain, you know. After 3-4 hours reading, it seems like the brain swells. You know, seems like my head goes twice bigger than what it is. It's already big. But reading many medical books recently, I discovered that everybody's saying the same thing. It takes 40 days or 6 weeks for you to establish a new routine. Why is this important? Overwhelmness is a behavior, not a disease. Did you hear what I said? Overwhelmness is a behavior, not a disease. Nevertheless, if left untreated, can contribute to several illnesses in one's life. Are you following me so far? When overwhelmness is left untreated, it will breed fear. It will breed anxiety. And that in itself is a nice recipe into sickness. I like what Prophet Jim Rally said. You can live only two spheres. It's either the supernatural or the fearful sphere. The problem with the fearful sphere, when people live constantly in fear, take away all the stability that they may have. It will cause them to doubt God, and it will bring that miserable, uncertain feeling, which breeds in itself low stamina, which in turn leads to diseases. It's the realm where the devil is working, all the demons are working. They want to keep us under pressure, so we are fearful at all time. And when fear is present, faith goes through the window. Folks, I want to challenge you today that in the next 40 days, you will fight overwhelmness. Now, maybe you haven't. But has anybody here ever felt overwhelmed?
Yes.
You say, well, can you define overwhelmness? Let me put it this for you. Many times, people are burned down, burdened down with thoughts like, I've got too much to do. Oh, I've got too much on my plate. Am I talking to somebody?
Yes.
Sometime you get burdened up with, oh, this will take forever. Or it will take a long time for me to recover from this. The doctor comes and says, well, I'm going to give you some medicine, but we don't know for sure how long it will take for you to recover. There you go. You can get burdened up with the idea, How long will this take? And sometimes seems like it's taken forever. Sometimes things that are beyond our control comes to our life and we say, oh no, this is too much for me to take. Has anybody ever been through this? Huh? Or there isn't enough time to accomplish all that I want to accomplish. And sadly enough, many cases people say, you know what, preacher? I can't take this anymore. They have a loved one that is not coming to Christ, who don't want to follow God, don't want to follow the way. And then we get overwhelmed with those thoughts. And many people come to the quitting stage. You know what? I can't take this anymore. These are things that will overwhelm people. The problem with the overwhelming is when we dwell on it too long, it will breed fear, and the fear in turn will weaken our immune system. Somebody just came recently and said, preacher, I need you to pray for me. Why? I asked rather, why? That's what you do, right? He said, yes, but you're not my sheep. Well, I come from Virginia. I drove all the way here for you to pray for me. I said, what a shame. Have you accepted Jesus? Yes, I'm a Christian. Do you go to church? Yes. So why haven't you asked your preacher to pray for you? That would have saved you a drive. Well, does that mean you don't want to pray for me? He said, no, I'll pray for you. I just want to understand where you're coming from. Because if you have the wrong conception, then we've got to fix this thing before I pray for you. I mean, I can't heal people, but my God can. So did you ask your preacher to pray? Yes. And what happened? I asked him to pray for yada, 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 yada. He prayed for something completely different. Okay. And the lady said, I am overwhelmed because the doctor say I have yapadi, 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 and there is no cure for this. Now, talk about overwhelmness. You know, now this poor soul is burdened with the words of a physician that there's no cure for what you have. You have just to get used to living with it. How long do I have to live? Nobody knows. Could be 3 months, could be 3 weeks, could be 3 years. Nobody knows. Are you following me so far? And this is what the devil wants. He wants to cause people to be burdened with thoughts like this and be overwhelmed. Because once we are overwhelmed, fear kicks in. And that will lead our immune system to lose its strength. And then we really get sick. So you may be thinking, well, preacher, all right, you made your point. So what's next? These thoughts have to go today. Amen. First step towards recovery. These thoughts have to go. Think about this. Everything you see around us, everything you see in this world was created by God in how many days? Huh? 6 days. What does it got to do with my overwhelming thought? God is in the business of getting things accomplished and getting them done fast. Are we together so far? So what's the bottom line? You can expect His help today. And you can expect not to have to carry this burden all your life or carry this burden alone. In the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 29, we find the following words. Read it with me. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. A burdened soul cannot have rest. Jesus says to take upon ourselves his yoke. Now, did you realize that a yoke is a harness or an instrument placed upon two oxen? Y'all know that, right? It causes them to plow together. I want you to stay with me here. So when one of the ox get weak or overwhelmed, he can continue by being pulled by the other. Is anybody hearing what I'm saying here?
Yes.
I'm getting somewhere here. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. A yoke is a harness or an instrument that is placed upon two oxen. So, well, I've seen only on one. Then it wasn't a yoke. In order to be a yoke, we need to have two oxen. Huh? There you go. See that? You need to have two oxen in order to be a yoke. That's a revelation here for you. Did you see that? The reason for that is if the ox on the left side got tired, burdened, overwhelmed, the strength of the one on the right will help them to continue to pull through. I'm getting somewhere here and you're not getting this. Jesus called you and I to take his yoke because he will have his head on one side and you have your head on the other side. When you get overwhelmed, you're going to continue to go because he's going along with you, giving you the strength to carry on. So we have no reason to be carrying any burden. I'd rather have the yoke from Jesus. Because often I will get overwhelmed, you know. Whether it's overwhelmed by a sickness, by a pain, by a disease, by a problem, whatever it is, when the overwhelmness comes, the tendency is to slow us down. But having Jesus on the other side of the yoke, we're going to keep marching. We're going to keep going because the one on the other side is stronger than we are. What you saying, preacher? Anytime that overwhelming thought comes to take you, don't allow it to slow you down. Remember, Jesus is right beside you. And when Jesus is carrying the other side of the yoke, guess what? It will get lighter. Because he said that his yoke is light. Isn't that what he said in the scripture? So when one of us got weak or overwhelmed, we can continue by being pulled by the Lord Jesus Christ. Whenever you and I feel weighed down, we need to take his yoke. Because his yoke is light. Jesus is attached to you and I, and he will help you and I to carry the load. I believe that he ends up doing most of the carrying than we do, when we are smart enough to let him do the heavy pulling and just going along. So you may ask, okay, preacher, I hear what you're saying. So how can I change this yoke stuff? How can I overcome the yoke stuff? Number one, cast all your burdens. Cast all your overwhelmness upon him. You may be wondering, all right, here we go again. You're not saying anything new. Yes, I am. Let's go to 1 Peter 5, 7. Read it with me. Cast Did you notice the word in here? Cast all your anxiety. What causes you to be overwhelmed is the anxiety over certain things. Are you following me so far? You get overwhelmed because you're anxious about deadlines, about things that you don't have control. He's saying, cast all your anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. Remember, you're yoked together with Him. Being anxious is going to weigh you down. Cast it upon Him. You may ask, how? How do I do this? Be honest. Tell Him what is wrong. Tell Him what is weighing you down. And then ask Him to care it for you and believe that He will. Huh? Yeah. Be honest. Tell Him what is weighing you down. Ask Him to care it and let Him do it. Now, some of us will come and say, well, Lord, you know that my spouse is giving me a hard time. Please do something about it. In the name of Jesus. And then within 30 minutes, what's wrong? My spouse is giving me a hard time. I thought you have just cast it upon Jesus. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Just like that sister, the husband called her useless. That was actually a compliment. I cannot tell you the rest of the stuff that he called her. So she comes to me, Pastor Paul, I can't take this anymore. You can take what, sis? My husband tells me that I am useless, that I am yabbity, 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 yabbity. So you better dump him. Dump him at Calvary Cross. How do I do that? Say, Lord, you see what this man is telling me and doing to me. I'm out of the way. I am dropping him at Calvary Cross, and I want you to handle this. Does this work? Try it. She did. Within 24 hours, he was admitted in the emergency room. She called, Pastor Paul, can you pray for my husband? What happened now? He's in the emergency room. Said, why should we pray? He's going to die. So, well, I mean, he might make it to heaven. I don't want him to die. Oh, Lord, this woman don't want her husband to die. You're trying to teach him something, but now she's interfering. I'm not interfering, Lord. I just don't want him to die. All right. So we pray for the guy. He gets out of the hospital. On the way home, he tells her, I'm so sorry for mistreating you and for what I have been saying to you. It wasn't fair. Then she calls back, Pastor Paul, you don't know what happened. So what happened? Did he die? No. He's home and he say that he's sorry. On the way from the hospital, he's sorry for what happened. What did he have anyway? Doctors can find nothing on him. Cast it upon Jesus. Let Jesus handle it. Are you with me here?
Yes.
Be honest. Tell Jesus what is the problem. And let Him take care of it. Move your butt out of the way. Jesus knows how to handle people. But sometimes we throw it on Jesus' shoulder. And then within half an hour we go and take it back. And then we are way down again carrying all that weight. There's another sister that comes to our church. This little weasel, he's such a mean old man. I mean, after 50 years marriage, I would think that you would have something positive to say about your spouse. But the guy is mean to the bone. And every week I hear the same thing. So one day, can you pray for my husband? Sure, let's do it right now. Lord, kill this man in the name of Jesus. No. I don't want you to pray for God to kill him. Okay, Lord. We deliver his soul to Satan, his body to Satan, so his soul can be saved in the day of judgment, according to 1 Corinthians 5. No, I don't want you to deliver his body to Satan. What do you want me to do? Well, Lord, I don't know how to pray for this man. And you know, she's standing on the way. I don't know how to pray. So whatever you feel like doing, Lord, do it. Lo and behold, within 30 minutes, her phone rings. Somebody calls saying that the husband was being taken to the hospital. What happened? I don't know. Nobody knows. He spent 3 days in the hospital. They just put him upside down, shook him up, and they can't find nothing wrong with him. So she comes here. I'm in the office working. Can you undo that prayer you did? So why? I told my husband how you pray. He say he's sorry. You sure? Yes, please. So we said, okay, Lord, we take him back from the hands of Satan. Just shake him up, Lord. Change this man's heart. He was good for a week. He's right back doing what he always did. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. Are you with me here? This is how we overcome overwhelmness, by casting, salting upon him. We can cast our cares upon him. And once we do that, don't run back and pick it up. Jesus can carry the load for you. Let me show you something here. Brother Harry, can I have the New Living Translation then? The backslider translation here, please. Give all your and why? Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you. Are you following me so far? The way to overcome overwhelmness is to drop it, dump it on God. Not only worries, but cares, overwhelmness, anxiety, dump it on God, because God cares for it. You may say, preacher, I still don't understand how this works. All right? You have a child that is giving you hell on earth. Yes. Lord, I move out of the way. I drop this child that you care. I want you to handle it, and I'm not a big concern about this. In the name of Jesus. You said on your word that you care for me. So I'm dropping this worry. I don't want to worry about this boy or this girl anymore. And I'm moving out of the way. In Jesus' name. All right. Within 8 hours, you'll receive a call. Mom, can you come and bail me out? Say, what? I got arrested. And then you go, oh my God. How much is the bond? No! Can you come and bail me out? No. Mom, Dad, yes. I say, can you come and bail me out? No. Oh, that's not love. Yes, it is. It's called tough love. If you don't come, I'm going to be here for 6 months. Well, maybe that will get some sense into you. Are you with me here? Cast the care upon him and let him handle it. Don't run back and take it off. Are we together here? This is how we overcome overwhelmness. All right? Step number 2. See yourself attached or yoked to Jesus Christ. How do I do that? Psalm 63:8. Read it with me. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. When the overwhelmness come, don't let that thing weigh you down. Attach yourself to God. See yourself on the same yoke with Jesus. Cling to Jesus Christ and don't back off. You will find out that there is such a relief when we do that. Number three, begin to believe that you can handle anything. Did you hear what I said? You get overwhelmed, don't stay overwhelmed. Shift the thought around and begin to believe that you can handle anything that comes your way. According to Philippians 4:13, you can. Don't let the thought push you down, but push the thought down with the scripture. Read it with me. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. So if you are yoked with Jesus Christ, you pull in one side, He's pulling on the other side, you can do anything. Don't let the overwhelming thought to weigh you down because somebody else is working with you and through Him on that yoke, you can do anything. You can do everything because the strength to do it will come from the one that's putting the yoke along with you. Are we together here? Yeah. Brother Harry, let me see what the NLT says. I never checked that. But I can do everything through Christ Jesus. Give me strength. Now give me the backslide of translation. Thought might have something. Whatever I have, whatever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. You can make through anything when you let Jesus do it with you and through you. Amen? Amen. Let me give you one more thought. I want you to feast. I want you to eat. I want you to savor. I want you to banquet on Jeremiah 32:17. Read it with me. Ah, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. Listen to the end. Nothing feast on that thought. Nothing is too hard for God. Reach out to your neighbor and say, it doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is too hard for your God. Oh, come on, bunch of goofy ones. Tell your neighbor, doesn't matter what it is. Nothing is too hard for your God. Feast on that thought. Instead of getting overwhelmed and sad and despaired, disappointed and then sick, feast on the thought. Nothing is too hard for our God. Now remember, He is the one who makes the barren woman a mother. He is the one who makes the paralytics walk. He is the one who walked upon water. He is the one who makes blind men see, deaf men hear, mute men speak. He is the one who restores the afflicted soul. He is the one who can bind up wounds and heal broken heart. There's nothing hard for Him to do. And therefore, we will not be overwhelmed by anything. It doesn't matter what it is, we will not be overwhelmed. Because in the strength of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because we are yoked to Him, we can handle anything today. We can cast all our cares upon Jesus and He will care for us and help to carry the load. Nothing is too difficult for our God. Therefore, we declare, say with me, nothing is too difficult for me today. Jesus Christ is the author and the finisher of my faith. My success is determined by how I think about me and about my God. I think I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Therefore, I will succeed, and I will not be weighed down. In Jesus' name. Amen.